Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. We are broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway in Mobile Bay. If you come out and join us, you can. The 106.5 van is out front, so if you've gotten there, you know you're in the right place to come up and join us for some great food and an awesome atmosphere. Beautiful blue sky and perfect weather out on the bayway, and it looks like the traffic's actually moving again, Tom.
Yeah, something happened on the bayway. It was ironic that you looked out, you could see where it was stopped in the middle of the bayway, and there's no way to get on and get off. You know, you're just there.
No, that's it. And of course, you know, in the hour prior to this, we had Sean Sullivan with Midday Mobile doing the traffic and weather together, so to speak. But anyway, before we kick off, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and our latest sponsor, Lifeline Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
Absolutely. We want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And a huge shout out to Mr. Panini Pete for allowing us to overrun his bastion of culinary camaraderie to broadcast. So this little alliteration there, Tom.
Maybe yeah. I'm glad you said it.
To broadcast live from here at Ed's today. For those of you who may be hearing us for the first time, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, and smartphone apps, it's at FM Talk 106.5. And you can also check out our podcast. Regularly aired shows are up on podcast via websites. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, you can do that via podcast at castbox.com. Got a lot of information to cover. If you can't get to everything, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics. Later, we'll talk with Ms. Brooke Thomas, one of the legal eagles over at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. She will get us up to speed on the latest on a lawsuit involving defective earplugs in our military and what you need to know if you were affected. We'll also speak with Mr. Bill Clark from the good folks at Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He'll give us the latest on the new VA facility and what Serenity can do for our veterans and their families. Also, the USS Hornet has returned from her final patrol. Of course, Tom's Tirade, a new one on a tangled web. Good one you don't want to miss. But first, we're talking with Mr. Nick DeMario from the good folks here at Ed's Seafood Shed. Nick, thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Oh, well, it's always great to come to Ed's, whether we're broadcasting or not, because the food is fabulous.
Man, it's like my second home.
I'm humbled to even be on a show with Tom. He's a legend.
He is. You know, when I
in
heard
his own mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I heard you guys a couple of weekends ago, you did the fundraiser.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, Tom was the guy who was his idea.
Well, and I heard he was like the celebrity server that day, from what I understand.
He was. He flipped more jacks than I could imagine.
But how much did you ultimately raise?
Right around $6,400.
It was just an
unbelievable event. It was unbelievable to see the outpouring of people that came that morning. Even the family came, and just super nice people.
Right. Awesome people.
Tons of police officers from all over, and it was a really, really, really good event. I mean, it was unbelievable. One gentleman came in, bought 4 orders of pancakes, gave $1,000.
Wow. It just goes to show, I mean, we say it all the time, the South Alabama area, it never fails to send its sons and daughters into harm's way or as first responders, but it never fails when they come back as veterans or they're fallen in the line of duty, they come out and support those families.
Absolutely. I mean, there was tons of police officers, retired police officers. They were here before we even opened up.
Oh, that is outstanding. Thank you so much for hosting that and putting all of your support behind it. I know you guys have some new dishes that you're coming up with for the menu. And tell the folks out there, it looks beautiful, but it tastes even better.
Yeah, we're doing a whole section on the new menu. The menu will stay the same because Ed and Barbara did a great job with the oldies but goldies. The slaw is still staying. We're not doing anything. We're just adding a few different touches to what we do. Southern bowls, it's just layering of food, fish on top of house greens with unbelievable sides, fried cornbread, and just Gulf Coast seafood with soul, and it's where vegetables meet seafood, and we do them from scratch, and we've got a lot of great people who've been here since the beginning. Miss Mel has been here 16 years. She can cook greens like nobody's business.
Now, you've changed the recipe for the greens a little bit. I like it.
Scratch greens, collards, turnips.
Oh, yeah.
And a little secret at the end, a little Creole mustard, little ham hock, little onion. We've had more people say, wow, these greens are unbelievable. And she's done a great job being consistent what she's doing with the prep.
Well, now you mentioned the bowls, and they look and taste fabulous, but it's that oyster appetizer.
Yeah, the smothered oysters.
Oh my God!
So smothered oysters. We put them. That's we pay homage to a little bit of Waffle House there. Smothered oysters, and we put the oyster. We put the greens on the bottom, and then we top them with some fried crispy oysters and then a little crawfish cream sauce. And you know, I there's nothing else you need.
No, if I could get the bowl version of that.
Oh yeah. You're talking about melt in your mouth.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
We're doing a lot of good stuff. I mean, we're adding a pimento cheese and a smoked mullet dip. You know, Mondays we're always doing smoked mullet. You never know, we might even boil some crawfish somewhere down the line.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So you've got some great new dishes, and I know there's lots of changes that are coming.
For folks
that may not have been out, but tell us what's going on.
In the spring, we're going to extend the rooftops over the patio outside, and we're going to have turtle races, and that little hut out there is going to be the Sugar Shack with cotton candy, popcorn, and all kinds of fun kid stuff, and a little music, and a little fun outside, and a little shade.
Oh, well, that is outstanding. If folks want to come out, I know your hours may have changed a little bit.
We're 11 to 9, 11 to 10. Right now it's Mardi Gras, so everyone wants a party every night. As long as it's not raining, people are coming to the causeway.
Absolutely. Great.
That is so true.
Well, if folks want to look and find your maybe your menu online, do you have a Facebook page, website?
Best place to get it right now is on Facebook. I have two girls that do our Facebook here, and I tell everybody, if you go look at our Facebook, these girls are doing stuff that is unbelievable, funny, really, really, you know, when you're mentoring people in the restaurant business, and I've seen what they've done with social media, creating stories, and just really, really cool stuff. There's a lot of other restaurants and businesses looking at what they're doing on Facebook and adopting what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Topic at.
Jamie and Shantae. Yeah, they're doing awesome.
Well, right. Nick DeMario with Ed Seafood Shed.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We appreciate you having
us.
Thanks for telling us what's coming up. And thank you again for everything you guys do for our military, our veterans, our first responders, and their families.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Outstanding. Hey, on the other side of the break, we will talk with Mrs. Brooke Thomas from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, check us out on Facebook. A lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we're broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed here on the Causeway. Beautiful day, great weather, great food, great atmosphere. So come on out and join us here at Ed's. But it is great now to be joined by one of the great folks from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Miss Brooke Thomas. Brooke, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, it's always great to have anyone from Gardberg and Kimberly with us. But you've got some very interesting information about something that could very well will affect a number of veterans about defective earplugs and a lawsuit that may be going on.
That's right. Back last year, there was a lawsuit against 3M. The government recovered about $9 million because a whistleblower came and told them that 3M had been supplying the military with earplugs that just quite frankly didn't work. So that case is settled. That money was recovered by the government. But now what we see is a lot of folks who served during that time, 2003 till about 2015, got hearing loss. They've got tinnitus. And there are some firms that are looking to bring a lawsuit for those folks who have the hearing loss because they use the defective products.
Right. Now, I have actually heard some commercials on the radio about the law firms that are saying, you know, you may have a claim and get in touch with us. But how does this affect the veterans that are out there? Should they be contacting you or contacting these other law firms? Where do they go?
They can contact us at our office. We'll be happy to talk to anybody who has these hearing loss and tinnitus issues. And tinnitus, I'm sure most everybody knows, it's just the ringing in your ears. And we'd be happy to get all of their information. We've been working with some firms who are looking into filing these lawsuits. But, you know, they can come to us as sort of a one-stop shop if they have claims against the VA for VA compensation for those issues. We can help with that. And if they have issues where they might want to look into a lawsuit because of the earplugs, we can help with that as well.
Okay. Now, you mentioned one of the important things you mentioned is they may have a disability claim in addition to this lawsuit. They're two totally separate things. Go ahead and clarify that for our veterans.
Yeah, they're two completely separate things. So you can file for compensation, service-connected compensation, to draw benefit from the VA itself because you have this hearing loss or tinnitus that you got because of your time on active duty. And those are benefits that you draw from the VA. The lawsuit will be a separate issue where a lot of folks are banding together, all these people who are damaged by these earplugs banding together to file a lawsuit against 3M for knowingly supplying these defective earplugs to the military.
And that's the key point, that they were knowingly supplying earplugs that they knew. Apparently, they were just too short.
Too short. That seems to be the issue. They were a double-sided earplug that was supposed to go into the ear canal and kind of block those really damaging noises from gunfire, etc. And it seems that they knew for a long time that the earplugs weren't long enough to get deep enough into the ear to actually do what they said they were going to do.
So the money that the government recovered is basically damages, that money is going to stay with the government. The lawsuits now are where an individual would be able to recover money.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And they could do that in addition to any VA disability claim.
Yes.
Now, let's say you have somebody out there and they go, well, you know, I served during this time period. I've got hearing loss, but I never really thought about it. Where should they start if they're nowhere in the process?
They can just contact our office directly. We can help with guiding them through the process of filing. One, you have to file an actual claim. There's a form you can fill out that you file and you send up to the VA, and they'll start processing that claim for service connection. So that's for the service-connected benefits. The other side is we can gather their information and you know, kind of put that all in one place and send that to some of these firms that we're working with that are trying to look into this, research it, and gather a group of people who have these damages.
But then, in that instance, you actually have two claims. You have one claim with the VA With the government for the damages that we incurred while we were in service. That's one separate identity to whereby you could be assigned, say, 10%, 20% or something like that just for hearing loss or damages. But then the other one is the actual claim for the fact that the injuries occurred due to an improper product that was supplied to the troops. So we're talking about two totally different claims.
Yes, we are talking about two totally different things, Tom. Thanks for kind of clarifying that. But yeah, one's a claim to the VA because you have this active duty service and you're injured and you can draw those VA benefits for that reason. The other is a lawsuit that folks are looking to bring against 3M because of the defective products. They're two totally separate.
The lawsuit's not going to cause me to lose my benefits that I'm already receiving.
No, they're going to be completely separate.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Tom, you don't fit into that time frame.
I know.
Even though you can't hear, it had nothing to do with earplugs.
I was 60-something years or 70 years in advance.
They just put cotton in your ears, and that didn't do anything.
Hey, honest to God, we didn't have earplugs back then.
When we went out, they gave us the little yellow foam ones, and that helped. It helped a lot.
They hadn't even been foam, man, when I was in. What are you talking about?
That's what I said.
Foam earplugs? Are you crazy? Stick your fingers in your ears.
It is. It is a real issue. I mean, you know, you were in an artillery company, and obviously that probably contributed.
Oh yeah, yes, like a field artillery group. You know, Honest John rockets. But yeah, we didn't have earplugs. Stick your fingers in your ear. Turn your back, fool.
Oh yeah. Well, and that, you know, the thing is, you know, event you get in the field, and those earplugs get lost real easily.
Oh
too.
Yes, they do. But it's neat to know that these people are, Gardberg and Kimmerly are stepping up, though, and they will file these additional. It's not a claim. It's a lawsuit. So we have to consider that VA claims are one thing, and lawsuits for this injury to our ears due to an inferior product is totally separate, and it will not bother our other benefits that we may be receiving.
Right. They're totally different claims.
Okay. Now, so, I know a lot of guys
are
really
related. Going back to the hearing loss, same underlying thing, but the claims themselves are totally separate.
Well, if I'm already receiving, or say if I was in there between 2003 and 2015, I'm already designated by the VA that I've got hearing loss. That ought to be automatic.
Right. Some of the numbers are saying it's costing, you know, taxpayers $1 billion because, you know, all these guys, they're coming back, they're getting hearing aids, they're getting these audiology tests, they're getting the treatment for the tinnitus, and the VA is already providing all that treatment. All of that costs money.
Sure.
And so we need to, you know, 3M needs to be accountable for
they
that.
They need to be accountable for it.
If it's because of the defective earplugs that they knew about.
They got deep pockets. Let's get some of them.
So speaking of deep pockets and money, how much do you charge to talk to somebody?
Nothing.
What?
$0.
Hey, you can't get service like that.
To talk to us. All of our fees are based on filing claims and winning claims. You got to win that claim.
Well, and you do a great job of winning claims as well. Let me just to clarify, if someone was in service between 2003 and 2015 and they were issued earplugs, there's not another earplug that could have been issued. If they were issued earplugs, that's what they would have been issued.
To my understanding, I would maybe need to look into that a little deeper, but to my understanding, that's what 3M was supplying them with. They had that contract, and that's what the military was turning around an issue.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering if there's some way for someone for them to dance around the issue and go, well, you know, maybe you use an older version, because goodness knows, you know, when I went in, they were still giving us MREs from Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, when I was in, we were still getting Korean rations.
No, I figured you were going to say Revolutionary War rations, Tom.
Well, we had a few of those left over, too. You know, the first thing we got was slingshots.
And you knew how to use it really well.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I kill a chicken and a bird, you know, with a slingshot. What you talking about? You got to pick out the right limb, though. It had the right V in it.
So, back to the... So, Brooke, if folks want to get in touch with you, where should they go? Phone number, website, how should they do that?
You can reach us on the phone at the local number, 251-343-1111. Our website is GardbergLaw.com. We're local right here in Mobile.
And is there, I noticed in the press release, there's a specific email address to use, or is it, is there just a generic email address for, it says USATcontact@GardbergLaw.com. Is that going to you, or?
it's not going to me personally.
Okay.
That one's not. I think that they're, but that is going to maybe narrow down
into the
person that you need to be at our office. The contact who is going to be getting all that information in one place and getting it to whoever needs it.
Okay. So 251-343-1111, 1-800-332-1529.
Absolutely.
And GardbergLaw.com, correct?
That is correct.
Well, Brooke, we thank you for being here with us. Hopefully you got to eat some good food.
It was delicious.
If you haven't. Thank you so much for what you and your firm do for our veterans. Thank you for this great information here.
Thank you.
And she always does a good job.
Oh, she always does.
Sharp lady.
Everybody there at Gardberg and Kimmler does a fantastic job.
Hey, I tell you, you know, if you've got a VA claim or Social Security claim, that's the place you need to go, because that's totally the things that they work with and they're specialized in. They study all of that. They're not out chasing car wrecks and stuff, you know.
Well, if you didn't have to chase one, it was right out there on the Baitway.
Oh, yeah.
We could walk right over and done it.
Oh, I don't think they could walk on water yet, though.
Anyway. No, but you'll have high-speed rail to get you out there. So.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway,
okay.
Hey, on the other side of the break, I'm Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. When we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Adam boys, give her the gun. Down he dies, having a flame from under. Off with one hell of a roar. We live in pain, we're all down in flame. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. I want to thank Mike, who gave us a little call during the break, and appreciate you listening and calling in. And we want to thank the great folks here at Ed's Seafood Shed for having us. We're out here broadcasting live. We'll be here broadcasting live for the next couple of weeks from 1 to 2 on Wednesdays. So you can always join us. Sean Sullivan with Midday Mobile will be here just prior to us each week. So you've got some great food. You couldn't ask for a more beautiful day to be here on the causeway, on the water, enjoying some fantastic food and some great atmosphere here with Ed's. And I know we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. Our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and thanks to our special guest here today, Mr. Bill Clark. We also, and our latest sponsor, Lifetime Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
Lifeline.
Line, Lifeline.
I know. Switch glasses, Tom.
Yeah. I got my tongue around my eye too. Well, if I got one of those left, I don't know what an eye tooth is anyway.
But hey, it's a pleasure to be joined on SBN today by Mr. Bill Clark. Again, he's from one of our fine sponsors, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome to the Scuttlebutt. Thank you for joining us out here at Ed's.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's my pleasure to be here. Man, it is such a gorgeous day after all the rain we've had lately.
Isn't it a breath of fresh air?
And it's great to be out here rather than stuck in a studio doing the show. We should just do all our shows.
Yeah, let's just do them all from here.
Yeah. Sean can put a little studio right here.
Yeah, we put a little studio. You talking about that Sugar Shack out there?
There you go.
We make it for the Radio Shack.
There you go. I tell you what, just slap that 106.5 logo on the side of it. Bill, you always have some great information when you come to join us, and then obviously you and the folks at Serenity do a fantastic job for our veterans and their families. But I know you want to talk a little bit about the new VA facility.
I've been passing by it for quite some time now. Very impressed. Beautiful building. And I'm so glad to see a new facility going up for our veterans. You know, if there's anybody in this nation that we need to extend a hand to and to help, it is our veterans. And I'm very pleased that the VA's been proactive and go ahead and build this new facility for our greatest heroes.
Well, jump in. You know, what's the latest on the scheduled opening? I know we've had there's been some dates thrown around, but when do we think we're looking at an opening for it?
The best I could ascertain is it's sometime this spring. I'm thinking maybe later in the spring. I'm very anxious to see. I'd love to take a tour of it. It's just such a magnificent facility.
Well, and I know you mentioned that you've been driving by it. You probably have a lot of folks that drive by it every day and don't realize where it is.
It's right there on Range Line, right at Tillman's Corner. If you're exiting off the interstate and going towards Tillman's Corner, it's going to be over on your right.
And even if you're just going by on the interstate, if you look north, you've probably been seeing that facility that keeps, you know, it keeps growing and growing. And in that, many people might not know that's where it's going to be. Tom, you got something?
Yeah, that was just, I knew I had saved a date back in here. March the 18th, the VA building ribbon cutting will be at 11 a.m. Okay. That's on March the 18th. Now, it doesn't indicate in the flyer that I've got as to whether or not they're going to start business then. I don't think it actually starts till sometime in April or somewhere in there.
Well, I know. Yeah, when we talked with Congressman Byrne, there was a delay in the actual opening of the facility because they had to get the equipment in, they had to do training, and a lot of this was back and forth because they're not going to be able to close the other clinic until they get the other one fully operating. So there are some moving pieces and parts that
and then
are involved
they
there.
They weren't able to start putting any equipment in until such time as the building was actually accepted by the building owners. On the one hand, and then on the VA accepting the building, and then they would be able to start moving in some equipment. So
it's not a short process at all. But then again, we're dealing with the government. How big is this? I mean, you look at it from the interstate, and it looks very impressive.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
From what I've read, it's approximately 65,000 square feet.
Ooh, that's a big old place.
Good size building.
Yeah. Reckon they're going to have guides for old folks like me?
Possibly.
Maybe I could get a job over there as a guide.
That would be interesting, Tom. Yeah. You need a translator as well.
No, I'm put them strings. You know, I get a long string, and I'd put it down to the separate areas, and I just follow that string around it, you know.
Well, so
a rope.
There you go. How does it compare with our current VA facility?
Where they're currently located is on the campus of the University of South Alabama, and that facility is around 45,000 square feet.
Okay.
So this gives them a significant more square footage area to house the equipment, patients, doctors, that sort of thing.
And I would imagine the parking is probably going to be better because, you know, they were dealing where they are now is the old Providence Hospital.
Right.
So they've been having to work around the parking that was there.
And some of the areas, you know, just about had, you have to actually park across the street from some of that area.
This facility is supposed to have 500 parking spaces.
Awesome. Okay.
So it's quite a facility.
Yeah, that is really neat. How many veterans do we have that are living around this area? Have you seen any figures on that?
In southwest Alabama, there are approximately 50,000 veterans living here.
Just in south?
Just in southwest Alabama.
Okay. So. That I'm hearing, Cal, you and I have run across some figures before. Some of our staff from the VA is like 76,000 that are here on the coast, but within the listening range of this radio station, I think we're somewhere close to, 280,000?
Well, there are. When you look, because, of course, you know, this we go into the northwest area of Pensacola. You get along into the Mississippi coast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have a number of veterans that may have served at Keesler or the CB base. They like it so much they come back and they retire.
Right.
So, you know, that Gulf Coast VA healthcare area has a significant number of veterans. Obviously, all of them aren't involved with the VA, but yeah, it's a wide area. When we look at the cost, what's it going to be for this facility?
This is a kind of a unique situation. Veterans Administration has a 15-year lease on this new building. From what I understand, the first year's lease is going to run about $178,000 a month for the lease. And then after that, it will go up to $243,000 for the next 14 years.
Well, and although you say that, I mean, Tom, that is a large number, but from what I recall, one of the reasons why they finally were able to push through this new facility is where they are now was going to go up to over $200,000 like that, where they currently were.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it makes sense. You get more bang for your buck.
Yeah, I think they negotiated that down a good bit, but it was only for a limited period of time, so they were pretty much forced to make this move,
right.
And I think it's a good move.
Well, they needed to update the facilities, too, so that they can also put in a lot of the newer diagnostic equipment in the new building, which they could that's built for this diagnostic equipment, where the old building and old facilities that they're in wouldn't contain these pieces of equipment.
Right. So tying on to that question, what are the services that they'll be able to provide at the new facility?
They'll be providing, of course, primary care, mental health, which would probably interest you there.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'll be first in line.
Absolutely. I'll be behind you there.
He wouldn't be able to hear what they're saying, but he could go.
Oh, yeah.
And also women's health issues. You know, we have a lot of lady veterans, in this area. And so they're certainly an intricate part of success of this nation,
sure,
and
sure.
The services that they provided, for our country with their service in the military.
Right. They're about 10% of all the veterans in the United States are ladies.
Yeah. Well, and one of the, you think, okay, you can go to the same, but they are. The VA is really trying to focus on the differences that you need, the different pieces of equipment and the different services that you need to offer our female veterans versus the male veterans. We've got about a minute and a half. Just a quick question. I know you have been involved with Arlington National Cemetery.
Yes.
And Arlie Ermey, the gunny, was recently interred there. We talked about over the last 3 or 4 weeks. I believe he actually passed away in August. So why is there such a delay?
There are so many of our veterans that wish to be interred in Arlington, and there are only a very limited number of interments they can do per day. So when you compound that with the thousands upon thousands of veterans in this nation that would ultimately like to be buried there, you can see there is a delay, and generally about 3 months is kind of the average from the time the person passes away to the time they're interred there.
Okay. So it's really just, it's almost a capacity.
That's
correct.
What's
available.
Right. It's there's really not any other way around it.
Yeah.
Arlington is limited in size and scope, and there are just that many people that are trying to be interred there, and it's just a schematics thing at that point for
great
time.
Well, Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, we appreciate you joining us. Where can folks go for more information?
They can visit us on our website, www.serenityfuneralhome.com, or they can call us anytime at 251-653-4781. And any of our counselors and funeral directors can assist you with your questions that you have, and we'll be happy to sit down with you at your convenience and go over all your options.
Outstanding. Well, Bill, we appreciate you joining us, and thank you to everybody out there for everything that you folks do for our veterans and their families.
It is our pleasure.
Amen. Appreciate what you do for our vets.
Thank you.
On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on a tangled web. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
While much of the nation's attention has been drawn to the big top circus that the Democratic leadership of the Commonwealth of Virginia has become over the last couple of weeks, the mainstream media has been less than forthcoming about a couple of other stories from the surprisingly emboldened communist wing of the Democratic Party. I understand. It is great political theater to watch elected officials of the same party try to outdo the other in the race for resignations. However, you have to wonder when you will no longer be able to run or hold political office because you did nothing more than hide under the sheets on a bad day. Oh, wait, that's Robert Byrd's claim to fame. Didn't work out so well for David Duke. Uh-oh, but he was a Republican, and they tend to adhere to the whole anti-racist thing. Anyhow, first round, newly elected Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from the great progressive bastion of Minnesota sparked back last Sunday evening from members of both parties and former first daughter Chelsea Clinton after Omar sent a series of highly anti-Semitic tweets that accused a prominent lobbying group of paying members of Congress to support Israel. Okay, so before we move on, since when is it a story that politicians are bought and paid for? Oh, it's not. The real story here is that Omar, one of the rising stars of the Communist Democrats, is no stranger to anti-Semitism. Sunday marked the latest in a long line of statements by Omar that critics have slammed as anti-Semitic. In 2012, she tweeted that, quote, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, and hashtag Israel. She did not apologize for posting the tweet until last month, which means that her racist and bigoted comments were out there and endorsed by those that chose to vote her into office. One must wonder why she chose to remove them.
And the hits keep coming and coming.
In January, Omar argued in a Yahoo News interview that Israel could not be considered a democracy and compared it to the Islamic theocracy in Iran.
And so when I see Israel Institute law that recognizes it as a Jewish state and does not recognize the other religions that are living in it, and we still uphold it as a democracy in the Middle East, I almost chuckle because I know that if you know we see that in any other society, we would criticize it, we would call it out. We do that to Iran, we do that to any other place that sort of upholds its religion. And I see that now happening with Saudi Arabia.
And so this is where things get downright comedic, because Dems are always cast as the party of the enlightened, the brightest, the adults in the room. And yet here you are with this wet behind the ears that you can't see because of the hijab, freshman representative who is so dumb that she doesn't realize or won't admit that Israel actually recognizes five religions, including Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Wait, you mean Israel recognizes a religion that wants to destroy Israel? Yep. So you might be wondering exactly what does this have to do with SBN and our mission of promoting veterans and military? Nothing and everything. One must wonder if this anti-Semite in our Congress should be questioned about whether she believes in the death of 6 million Jews during the Holocaust, our sacrifice to free them, and whether she believes it should never happen again. My guess is that she will never answer that question. I can only reference history. Many of you know that co-host Hollywood is active with Gulfport Little Theater, where they have been running the Diary of Anne Frank over the last 2 weeks. The story itself is powerful, but was magnified in the light of one of President Trump's guests at the State of the Union address, a Holocaust survivor who told their story about a day close to the end of the war, where the camp was in utter commotion. Many felt that this would be their last day as the Germans were preparing to kill them. Instead, the word slowly spread that it was not the Nazis, but the Americans that were approaching the camp and that liberation was at hand. It was our servicemen who fought to free them from the bonds of persecution at the hands of the Nazis. And I guarantee you that we will again fight against the anti-Semitic standard bearers of the Communist Democratic Party that have been elected and have not been censured by their leadership when needed. Next up, at this point, most of you are probably familiar with the militant arm of the snowflake movement called Antifa. Supposedly organized to combat fascism, they are probably the least tolerant of groups and have the most fun destroying Starbucks that don't get their order right. Anyway, on Monday, a 37-year-old man has a court date in connection with charges he's facing in Philadelphia that include aggravated assault and ethnic intimidation for allegedly being part of an Antifa mob in November that attacked two Marines, Alejandra Godinez and Luis Torres, both Hispanic. Okay, maybe that is not a shock, but until recently, attacker Joseph Alcoff was a well-connected, aspiring, progressive political player in Washington who may have even had a hand in key political proposals. His endorsement apparently mattered to several congressional Democrats in February of 2018. He was also pictured with now House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters. The totally unhinged Democrat from California and ranking Democrat on the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Both committees oversee financial regulatory policies Alcoff was advocating. He even met with then Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Director Richard Cordray and other senior CFPB officials on April 2016, again in March 2017, and a third time in May 2017. So he was obviously no stranger to the upper echelon of the Obama administration. Of course, now he is being treated as if he was the city governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general of Virginia when it comes to Democrats. They, like their failed predecessors, are the party of the useful idiot, using individuals and groups for their own power until they can be expended. Unlike the patriots who liberated Europe from the concentration camps and the Marines who were attacked because of their skin color, they are traitors to this nation and the principles upon which it was founded. Most of all, they are cowards, and that is why they hide under the sheets. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. By the way, have I mentioned I'm pissed off yet?
Where's your drill sergeant, man? Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hey, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it in the fighting spirit, to keep it in. You know, Tom, a great show. We had some great guests.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, Nick and of course, Brooke and Bill with great information. And we're happy to be out here at Ed Seafood Shed. We want to thank Panini Pete and all the folks here at Ed. We want to thank Sean Sullivan for setting us up and working with us. We'll be out here again next week. Sean will be broadcasting the Daymobile starting at noon, and we'll come on at 1 with the Scuttlebutt Network. So we appreciate everybody joining us. We hope that you will join us again soon. Next Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., back out here at Ed's. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
All right.